Now, back to Scott. What a cliffhanger we had going here.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. They're trying to see if this guy's got any heart at all. And they've got just gotten Scott Peterson, Amber Fry, with the advice of the feds, has gotten him to say that he still feels the same way when he asked her to watch this movie, which was about a long-term love affair, and that he still feels the same way, even though the country is madly searching for his wife, Lacey. This is a week and a half later.
Isn't
that
incredible?
If that movie was playing in a theater that was flooded with Old Milwaukee and strippers were drowning in it, I wouldn't step foot inside.
So then he says that is about a long-term caring relationship, and he agrees that he still feels the same way. Amazingly, he says that while he's looking for Lacey, supposedly. So then Amber comes back with, so when's your baby due?
Ooh, that is just a boom.
This is a baby, by the way, that he has not mentioned in any of these transcripts yet.
No.
And Scott Peterson answers, February 16th is the last date.
February 16th?
Yeah.
Quite ironic, all these Februarys, huh? February's, huh? Birthdays, mine, your babies, my daughters.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you only want to have one child, in which case, assuming we're together, it would be Ayanna's, and it would be your own when you had a child on the way. How can you say that?
Baby, you don't know everything.
I know.
What does she not know?
Yeah,
what is he talking about here? Does she not know that the baby's dead? Which he knows, and if he knows, how does he know that?
Yeah, really, how would he know that?
This, I promise you, because of a couple of things, including this, he will not be on that stand. Not in a million years will he take that stand.
Yeah, people are starting to talk about that, whether he'll take the stand or not.
No way.
Yeah,
Too many questions from this.
Yeah, they could wipe him out. Yeah, look at that right there. Baby, you don't know everything.
I know.
I'm so sorry to. I want to tell you everything. I can't. And I'm sorry I have to keep saying that. I am, but.
So when, again, Scott, is this baby yours?
I can't.
What?
I keep calling you honey and sweetie, and I know you don't want me to do that.
So is this baby yours?
I cannot tell you everything.
You can't tell me everything? That's a simple yes or no.
Amber, honestly, to protect everyone, I can't tell you everything.
You know.
I cannot believe that he would imply this about his missing wife.
Yeah.
That she slutted around and might have gotten pregnant with somebody else's
God.
Kid. How could he let her even think that?
Isn't that awful?
What a sociopath.
Isn't that awful? He is a sociopath. By God.
I know you don't.
That only leads me to believe to say that it's not.
Amber?
Because if it was, you'd say, of course it's my baby. That's my wife.
Amber, I'm so sorry that I lied to you. We're doing everything we can to find her. And I'm so sorry you're hurt by this. And I don't want to see you involved when you don't want to be.
How is that possible? Let's see. I don't want you to have to be involved. Say that again for me.
You can choose what you want to do.
Really?
Regarding this issue.
I can choose to choose what I want to do with this? I have a choice in this. Really?
I think so.
Really? And what would you like my choice to be, Scott?
You cannot listen to me.
I cannot listen to you?
And I would never ask you to. It's completely your choice.
Wow! If your life's not just a whirlwind and
chaos.
I can't read this type. Is the toner is bad on my piece of paper, and chaos and commotion and the choice of words that you're throwing out there at me.
I'm sorry. I don't understand, Amber.
Then maybe you should listen.
I'm trying, Amber. Say it again. Amber!
I'm here.
Okay.
I can't listen to you. So then.
Well, I can't ask you to listen to me.
Well, you know what?
I've lied to you.
You've lied to me? So what? It's done, and so why don't you?
You should never trust me.
I should not trust you?
No, I'm saying I cannot ask you to ever trust me. I mean, I know that you know I can't know that you can't.
Okay, so again.
wait a minute.
What?
Wait, I'll read it again.
No, I'm saying I cannot ask you to ever trust me. I mean, I know that you know, I know that you can't.
Okay, so again.
So I would never make an appeal to you to do so.
So, I'm going to assume this, but I'm going to ask this assuming I know what you're talking about. The question to my answer, who else knows about me, Scott?
You and I have a relationship?
Do your parents know about me?
No.
Well, I thought that was the topic of the conversation. Oh, I talked my parents' ears off about you over the holidays.
Oh, God.
Oh,
you took the wrong girl on the boat.
Oh,
you took the wrong girl on the boat.
He took the wrong girl on the boat.
Sorry.
Nasty.
I mean, I feel like I'm Scott Peterson reading this, and it's like every time he's come at me, it's like,
ah! Oh, man.
Okay, so I talked my parents' ears off about you over the holidays. I mean, you know these chicks that do this.
Oh, absolutely.
Know how that goes. Well, that trip didn't happen.
Oh, that trip didn't happen. You know, I'm led to believe and question about other things that had happened, Scott.
I understand. You can never trust me or believe me. I'm so sorry for that.
I have a hard time believing that, Scott.
I know. I don't know what to say. I mean...
Well, so, Scott...
I know you probably can't even believe that I'm sorry that this has happened, that I lied to you.
I'm going to tell you again, and this is worthy advice. Never apologize to someone on the phone.
What should I have done?
What should you have done?
I mean, I wanted to come down there.
But let's back that up. You're a 30-year-old man. What should I have done?
I wanted to come down there, Amber.
A 30-year-old man, married, with a baby on the way, assuming a new relationship with another woman?
Amber, I think the answers to my questions, I should come down there.
Oh, you should have come down there, and at that point, shouldn't I have been afraid of you? Had I caught wind of anything before then?
You have no reason to fear me.
I have no reason to fear you.
No, I think you know me well enough to know that.
If I knew you well enough, I would have known you lied. Inaudible, probably swearing here.
What a line.
Oh, you know it.
If I knew you well enough, I would have known you lied. If I knew you well enough...
I would never hurt anybody. I know.
Meanwhile, he just brutally murdered this woman.
Well, not only that, he's just suggested that his wife is having a kid, possibly by another man.
Good God.
His missing wife.
Jesus.
I would never hurt anybody. I know I hurt you by lying to you, and I know the situation hurts you. You've got to know that physically, I could never hurt anyone.
So what do you think all the people would think then when I'm found out about?
What's that?
I said, what do you think all the people are going to think when I'm found out about? I mean, it's bound to happen.
It's your choice.
No. You know what, Scott? You say it's my choice. I'm not the only one you showed your relationship with me to.
Yeah.
And how about, I mean, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't keep our relationship private?
No, I did not. You know, I don't know, what is the truth of this matter? Did he tell anyone about her? I bet he didn't.
I doubt it. I haven't heard about that he did.
I bet he didn't tell one person about her.
Probably not.
And you didn't keep our relationship private?
No, I did not.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Didn't Sean tell you before, Scott, how small a world we live in?
Yeah.
And did you not think they'd find out?
Yeah.
Yes?
No, I don't know what I'm saying yes to right now.
Just saying yes to agree?
I'm saying yes. I remember when she told me it's a small world.
So again, when she said...
And yes, it's a small world.
And again, when she said, Amber's been through enough. If you're not serious about having a relationship with her, please don't call her. Why did you call me?
Yeah, I remember her saying that.
Why?
I wish I could tell you everything now.
Oh, again, here we go back to I wish I could tell you everything.
I don't have another answer than that.
Well, maybe if I give you a good day or so, you'll come up with something good, huh?
Nope, there's no coming up with something good.
Oh!
There's telling you the absolute truth.
But of course you just told me that you don't, that I shouldn't believe you.
No, I didn't say that. I said I could never ask you.
You could never ask me to...
Believe me.
But you're going to ask me to trust you?
But it will be the truth.
Now that's a contradiction.
Amber, I can never ask you to believe me.
Isn't that a contradiction?
Almost.
Almost? What's lacking?
Well, the difference is I know it's the truth, and I hope that you can see the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
So in this whole... In this whole mess of people in the search of Lacey...
Yeah.
you're doing everything you can. You're putting up flyers, and that's it. You're putting up flyers?
No, I've been going door to door.
Door to door?
Knocking on doors, asking.
What do you expect to find from knocking on doors?
I don't know where else to go. We have a volunteer center set up here.
Really?
And I go in and I open it up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteers come in, we direct them out into every city in Stancias County. We've done.
Really? And so what were you doing? I mean, were you doing it with, you know, in your conversation with me during the day and at night? I mean, what was that? You've been calling, having conversations with me, all this is happening?
Yeah.
Really? Isn't that a little twisted, Scott?
It is.
It is. Well, at least you agree with me there.
Well, that's the truth, isn't it?
You have a missing pregnant wife and you're talking to your girlfriend? Do you think about that one? Did you think about that one?
It sounds terrible.
It sounds terrible? Again, actions speak louder than words. And to these people...
Well, you know all the facts.
When I know all the facts and how I'm going to obtain all the facts, Scott, from you?
Yeah.
Really? At what point?
After some resolution in this.
When there's some resolution in what?
That we find her.
That you will find her? Now, let me ask you...
Mindset.
And I can't read my writing. Let me ask you your mindset on that. And where do you truly, honestly, from your heart, believe she's going to be found?
When I get up in the morning, I'm headed to the volunteer center.
Yes.
And the volunteers come through, and we direct them to go out to different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm out there and we're searching, you know, and we're putting up flyers and we're asking people door to door,
mm-hmm.
I think that we will find her. And with her child. Wait, I think that we will find her well and with a child. With her child. With her child.
Again.
What in the hell?
Again.
You know what?
Again.
He killed her and he can't bear the fact that he killed his own child.
That's I'll bet you a psychiatrist would say that.
He loves himself so much that he can't bear to use the proper pronoun that suggests that he killed half of himself.
Yeah, because time and time again, he won't accept ownership of that child.
Oh,
that really is.
Strange.
Yeah, a psychiatrist would be all over that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
God. We'll find her with her child. Well, when it's 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight, 1 or 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I begin to lose a little faith. And when the police tell us that it's unlikely, I begin to lose faith.
And again, Scott.
And then I get my faith back when I get to do something about it the next day.
Are you going to talk to me at night?
Sweetie, I've been calling you to try to speak to you, obviously. And I told you, it cheers me up.
I cheer you up?
And also to gain the courage to tell you about the situation.
Really?
To find out when I can come down and you know, I could tell you about what has happened.
Okay, so what happened when, the Sunday I had my Christmas and you were in Sacramento calling me before you're catching the plane to meet your parents in Maine? What about that, Scott?
Yeah, Scott told her he was going to Maine to have Christmas with his parents, which, of course, the real plan was he was going to Sharon Rocha's for Christmas. Well, Christmas Eve, he and Lacey were going to Sharon Rocha's. And then Christmas Day, obviously, they were going to spend with, I would imagine, the Rocha family. But he told, his parents don't even live in Maine. They live in San Diego. But he told Amber that he went to Maine over Christmas. That was why he couldn't see her. This is the problem with guys having affairs. The holidays are a terrible problem. I mean, every guy that's having a serious affair. I mean, the greatest thing in the world that could happen to a guy having an affair is they would just eliminate all holidays. Let's finish this page and we have to do our final break.
That's very true. I never thought about that. That's so right on. That is so right on.
What about that, Scott?
It sounds awfully twisted.
Doesn't it, though? Doesn't it seem...
But those times, I need to hear your voice.
Why?
Positive energy, I guess.
Positive energy? At that time, that was the 22nd. You said she was missing when?
The 24th.
24th?
That's the end of the page. God, I hate to stop there.
I know. She's got him right there. She's wailing on him.
Looks like a pretty good cliffhanger.
She will.
To me.
Yeah, it's a good one. She's got him. She's got him in a headlock.
Okay. We have to take this break. This is our last break, though. It's 9:57 at 101 WRIF Detroit, and we'll jump off this cliff when we get to it. What's our break here? 6 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're back in six.
Drew and Mike.
Bitty, 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 bitty.
Ba-do, 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 ba-do. 101.
WRIM. The Riff.
Wow. What a day it's been. These transcripts, these phone calls are utterly amazing. I find them more fascinating than the O.J. Simpson ones, I have to say. I don't know why that is. Is it because...
Well, I think it's one, for one thing, it explores the relationship between a man and a woman.
Yeah, she's still, this woman is alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
O.J. Simpson versus the lawyers is a different kind of scenario.
Yeah, this is all together different.
Yeah, these are people in a relationship.
Yeah, and you've got the police involved and taping trying to trap this guy and this vicious murder, especially with her being pregnant and... There's a lot to it. And, you know, you hear every day on the news that, well, there were more phone calls today in court. And that. The neat thing about this is you're hearing all this stuff that you don't hear about on the news, you know.
Did you hear much of the actual audio of the two of them last night?
Yeah, I did.
Did you happen to hear her bitching about her choice was to meet a single man?
No, I didn't hear that part.
Check this out. This is actual audio. These are real. These are real transcripts. This is really them. And if you're just joining us, or if you've been with us the last hour, that was Mike and I doing Amber and stuff. Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah, just in case we fooled you.
My choice was to meet a single man, non-involved, non-attached, ready for me, in which you stated you were. Stated time and time again, I don't need any more stress in my life. I've done everything possible. Anthony told me he wanted nothing to do with his baby.
He's such a baby. He always sounds like he's crying. Doesn't he? Who's Anthony? Yeah. Do you know who Anthony is?
No, I don't know who I don't know.
Anthony,
there's names like that get thrown in. I'm not sure.
Anthony has nothing to do with it.
I haven't heard about Anthony yet.
I don't know who Anthony is. I don't know who the baby is.
Maybe
somebody can help us out here.
I did everything possible to protect my baby and me. I told you this. I worked 40 plus hours a week because I wasn't going to ask for any help from anyone, and I did this on my own. I went to school.
Listen to him. He's fake crying. But he does.
What an ass.
Trudy's right. He does sound like Sammy.
He does. Ever since she said that, I can't think of him any other way.
I had my baby. I did this all with her. I didn't need this in my life. I didn't need for somebody to come in and to f*** all of it up. I have worked too hard. Supposed to be someone that would bring me down. You're
Mike.
Supposed to be somebody to be there for me.
I don't want to be the day. I want to be there for you. You are so amazing. You're just incredible.
He's such a phony.
Oh, he is. He's so fake.
Does Mike know who Anthony is? Mike, you know who Anthony is? Hello, Mike.
Mike.
Okay, we lost Mike. Now, we've also got some audio of... We have audio of him actually confessing. Did you happen to hear that?
Probably.
This piece of audio, you couldn't tell me the whole story because it hadn't happened yet.
I heard that.
How was that?
Excellent. The panel people, when they were playing this, and then the panel reacting to it, everybody thought it was damning and a great victory for the prosecution that these tapes are affecting the jury, especially moments like that. Unless you're the defense attorney, who they continue to say lies, 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 and nothing more.
We'll try to wrap up where we were here, but I thought we should hear some of the actual transcripts. Some of the audio is not the best. She's pretty good. You can hear her pretty well. It's hard to hear him. This is Scott.
Well, he's in Europe, you know.
So this is Scott confessing to her for the first time.
I'll just tell you. You haven't been watching the news, obviously.
Yeah, this is that part.
You haven't been watching the news, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
No. I have not been traveling in the last couple weeks. I've lied to you that I've been traveling.
Okay.
The girl I got married to, I didn't
Modesto with her family in mind, searching for her.
Mm. Wow.
Okay, now...
Ouch, boy, that had to be very upsetting to her to hear that.
I don't know how the... No, she already knows. She already knows at that point.
Oh, at that point, she's working with the police anyway?
Yeah, she's with the cops.
Oh, okay, okay.
They're just torturing him.
Okay.
You want to load this one, Mike? This is... you couldn't tell me the story because it hadn't happened yet. So she's implying that he was... When he told her December the 9th that he lost his wife, that she died, that December 24th, he was making his story come true. So she's implying that he killed her in this piece of audio, which we'll get to in a second. But first, Ken, you know who Anthony is that she was talking about in that first one?
I think Anthony is Amber Fry's is the father of Amber Fry's kid.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that right? I was wondering who that guy was. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
What do you think of what you've heard this morning, by the way, the transcripts?
Oh, man, they're pretty revealing.
What do they tell you? Do you think he did it more so or less so from hearing these transcripts?
Oh, I think he did it more so. He's trying to cover something up. He won't tell her nothing.
Yeah, of course not.
No, no.
Okay,
let's
hear this one. Which one is this?
Three.
Okay.
This is that one. Had nothing to do with her disappearance.
How about, what's the other one, though? She was making it, he was making it come true? My choice, no.
Take three and four of the ones in there. These
you couldn't tell me because it hadn't happened yet. That's the one I want, which is this one. Okay.
Of course you couldn't tell me the story about your wife because it hadn't happened yet. And you were hoping to resolve in January that it would be resolved and you'd have a story to tell me.
Do you think I had something to do with her disappearance?
That is the worst fake cry. It is so bad. It's so fake.
You think I had something to do with it?
Well, let's see. How can I believe that? How can I believe that? How could I believe anything for it?
I am not evil like that.
I would hope not.
I am. Oh, my God.
You know, you've lied to me now. And, I was thinking, people I've given your picture to? Or of us in Christmas cards?
We reenacted this.
So you tell me that you want to keep me out of this in Ayana and you want to protect me from that. How? I'm just so at a loss.
Amber, I had to tell you. I don't want to tell you. I hope in the future I can tell you everything that you'll let me. I can never ask you to trust me. And I am so sorry that this has happened and this is happening to you. And that is just the truth.
Fake!
Yeah, fake is right. Fake,
oh,
fake,
liar.
Fake,
what a
fake,
liar.
Fake. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So where were we exactly?
Okay. So he's probably out there by now. He was about six or something. Amber, I thought you... Yeah, I didn't think...
I want to see if you and I have the same page. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Actually, I think we were right around here. Let's see.
What did happen, though? What's this about delaying the flight? I'm kind of confused about...
Let's see, you're
gonna... Oh, the 24th, okay. Positive energy. She gives him positive energy at that time on the 22nd. You said she was missing when? The 24th. 24th, but you're already on your way to getting on the plane that day.
yes.
And then...
leaving to go to Maine. There's
right.
That big lie there about Maine.
You got it.
Yeah, you even told me that you didn't go.
Okay, so...
How about you start with Amber? I thought... Well...
How about I start with...
just delayed... Well...
I remember because
yeah,
you called
me. Yeah, let's start there. I remember because you called me before church and you were getting ready, and I was upset because I told my family, I go, you know, I wish you would have called me earlier because then he could have spent Christmas with us on Sunday.
Right.
Just delayed his flight, but instead he's even going to Maine today, so he's probably about there by now because it was about 6:30, 7 or whatever that at night. You never even told me that you didn't go.
Amber, I thought you... Yeah, I didn't. You're right.
That's because it was a lie.
True.
True?
Yeah.
So tell me, Scott.
I thought you meant after, when I was lying to you about going to Europe.
No, you were lying to me about you even going to Maine. You said you had left on Sunday. What happened Sunday?
Nothing happened Sunday.
You said we're calling from Sacramento.
I was at home. What was that?
You called me from Sacramento?
Yeah.
Yeah? What were you doing in Sacramento?
Sweetie, that's where I am. Not now, but Amber, my home.
You have a home in Sacramento?
Amber, I can't...
love this kind of stuff.
This is amazing.
I love this. It's one thing, just when she thinks she's heard it all. Not in the least.
Boy, the feds are amazing, though, the way they have her sort of... just kind of spool him into his own lies.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
You have a home in Sacramento?
Amber, I can't tell you, or I don't want to go through that again.
How many other of me are there?
There's none.
Oh, really?
I know you don't believe me, but there's none.
What can I believe from you?
What's that?
What can I believe from you? What was the conversation we had about truth and honesty?
I think you can believe so much from me, but, you know, I can't ask you to believe me,
So,
Amber?
Yeah? So would I even be safe to say, okay, well, let's see. And I know you've never said this, but you've indicated so many other things that I could assume, possibly that she's missing because you love me, right?
Amber, she's missing because someone abducted her.
Somebody abducted her?
That's what we think happened.
Really?
Yeah, she would not run off.
Okay.
Somebody took her.
So I'm still such at a loss of where I fit into ever having a future with you. This future you speak of, that puzzles me, and I'd like an answer.
Well, do you want me to say it again?
Yes.
I can't.
I'm sure it has something to do with her disappearance.
No, my God, no, please don't.
You asking me, please don't?
Please don't say that.
Then tell me different, because at this point I have...
It is. I had nothing to do with her disappearance. He starts to cry.
So why can't you answer a question about you and I?
I can take that from anyone else but you.
You know what? I've already asked you this. Save your tears. You can't answer my questions with you and I. It has nothing to do with Lacey. Well, apparently to some point maybe, but why can't you answer a question about you and I?
It protects us if we don't.
If what?
It protects us.
It protects...
You and I and everyone else in this.
It protects you and I for you not to indicate where you're going with me?
Yes. You can't see it now because you don't know everything.
Well, again, I won't know everything until you talk to me.
I will talk to you.
I'm frustrated right now, Scott.
And I hope you will listen to me, and I will talk to you.
When?
When there's some resolution in finding her.
Wow. Well, that could be months, weeks, years.
God, I hope not.
So I have to go through hell for this time until something, and just always wondering and having that question, not answers?
In short term, yes.
You know, you told me you've thought a lot about us, but you don't want to talk about it on the phone.
What's that?
Isn't that a way to defer the question?
No.
No? I'm listening because I don't get any letters or postcards from you, so I'm listening. Tell me.
I'm sorry. I don't understand what you want me to say.
Do you remember the conversations you said, oh, there's so many things I've thought about you and I.
Yeah, there are.
And you said, I don't want to share it on the phone, and I said, well, write me. Well, I haven't received anything letting me know.
And I haven't sent it to you.
What?
Okay. What? And she says what, and that's about it.
Oh, man. What war.
Yep. Well, that's really something.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, that's fun.
Whew.
There's a lot of insight, again, into the relationship, into the whole thing. He is so busted time and time and time again.
What an absolute sociopathic liar.
And I think everybody can look at this and see, based on the fact that this guy is the world's biggest liar, I think everybody can basically assume if he's lying about all of this, he's lying about the fact that he didn't kill Lacey.
Well, he got me convinced.
You know? Yeah.